AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Taxpayers will pay billions more next year to cover the premium hikes for health insurance under President Obama's law. The average monthly subsidy will increase $76. This just-released study is from the nonpartisan Center for Health and Economy. Republicans are making plans to repeal what many call Obamacare and replace it with a GOP alternative. Are you at risk after that massive Yahoo data breach? A billion users affected. Our Warren Levinson drills down on this.
Yahoo says it's discovered that 3 years ago, hackers stole data from a billion accounts. The August 2013 breach is distinct from a break-in it disclosed in September when a half billion accounts were compromised in 2014. The stolen data includes email addresses, telephone numbers, and dates of birth. Yahoo says it doesn't have any reason to think bank account information or payment data were stolen. They're stored in a separate system.
It doesn't appear that much of the personal data has been posted for sale online. Experts say this hack is likely the work of a foreign government looking for information about specific people. It's dangerously cold in parts of the Midwest. It's 1 degree this morning in Milwaukee, where Mayor Tom Barrett is warning residents.
The cold wind chills will cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin.
He talked to WITI Fox 6. The upper Midwest is also expected to be walloped by a snowstorm, several inches of snow maybe. The Arctic air is tracking east, and the Northeast is bracing for a blast of wintry weather as well. Snow expected today from the Great Lakes to the Northeast. We're learning that tens of thousands of phone calls, emails, and letters are pouring in to those who make up the Electoral College. The request? Don't finalize Donald Trump's election as president. The Electoral College is scheduled to do that on Monday. This is AP Radio News. Closing arguments begin this morning in Dylan Roof's murder trial. He's the white man charged with shooting 9 black churchgoers dead last year in Charleston, South Carolina. Here's our Steve Coleman.
The prosecution rested after playing the jury the recording of shooting survivor Polly Shepard's desperate 911 call.
He's coming, please.
Okay.
In between telling the operator what she knew, Shepard prayed, "Help us, Lord. Please help us, Lord."
There's so many people dead, I think. Oh, my God.
She said Dylan Roof told her he let her live to tell the world his racist motive. Roof's lawyers rested their case without calling any witnesses after a judge ruled they could not present evidence about his mental health. I'm Steve Coleman.
The school bus driver authorities say was behind the wheel in a crash that killed 6 children last month in Tennessee will be in court today. Jonathony Walker is charged with vehicular manslaughter, among other charges. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.